NPR's Scott Simon is in Milwaukee tonight following the race for the White House from a variety of places. Scott, where are you now?
You know, give us just 10 seconds on the air and I think you'll guess where we are. We're at a bowling alley, the Holler House on the south side of Milwaukee. Linda, this is the oldest sanctioned bowling alley in America. It's been here since 1908, two lanes here in the basement. It's owned by the Skaranowski family. You got pictures up here of tournament winners, treasured customers of the past and present. The only picture of a politician you see hanging up here is of Harry S. Truman. So I guess it's been a while since the folks here at the Holler House have had someone they can believe in. Tonight is ladies' night. A couple of teams are rolling tonight as we speak right now. We Don't Even Try is one team, and Not Gino's Angels is the other. I'm here with two people, Jane Zarneski, who works at the Ronald McDonald House here in Milwaukee. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And Tom Hefke, who works in labor relations here in Milwaukee. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Could I ask you, each in turn, do you mind telling us, if you voted today, who you voted for and why?
I voted for George Bush and for his economic policies and obviously for his strong stance on security for the nation.
Ms. Zarneski?
I voted for John Kerry, and basically because of how we're handling foreign relations, and education is always an important issue for me.
Okay. So in each case, national security was the deciding issue. You just had confidence in different candidates because of it.
Right.
May I ask you, Mr. Hefke, what was the feeling you got from among your friends, that this was an important election?
We just talked about the number of people that were going to vote today. We expected a lot of people, a lot of younger voters. A lot of people were involved because it's very hot issues for both the Democrats and the Republicans. There's really not too many people sitting on the fence.
Okay. And Ms. Zarneski, just quickly, your hope right now in the last 10 seconds that we have?
Well, I just hope that things get turned around, even if George Bush is reelected, that we'll start taking a different course with Iraq and terrorism.
Thanks both very much for being with us here at the Holler House on the south side of Milwaukee. Tom Hefke and Jane Zarneski, thanks very much.
NPR's Scott Simon speaking to us from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.